Richard, another year has come and gone. I can't believe it's another BeerX.
Yeah, I know, it comes and goes so quick, doesn't it? But what a great thing to look forward to, you know, one of Dorchester's premier fundraising events. We're celebrating local beers, beers from afar, and we've got a really good charity this year, Amelia's Rainbow. So it's ticking all the boxes as far as I'm concerned.
Let's concentrate on the beer to start with, because that's important, especially to camera members.
Absolutely.
How have you gone about selecting the beers this year?
So myself and a guy called Rich Bates selected the beer. I did a lot of the local ones. As you can see, we've got Cerne Abbas Brewery, who are the main sponsor of the event this
year.
That's
the second year running they've done
this. This is the second year they've done it, and they've brewed a special beer, Vic's Secret. Many people know that, sadly, it's Vic's final year now at the brewery due to health reasons, so he's done a beer for us for at BeerX. But we've got other selection of local beers here, like Dorchester with Copper Street Brewery, DBC, Piddle, 8 Arch and Wimborne, to name a few. But then we've got beers from further afield. Drop the Anchor from Hampshire, for instance. Looking around about Godwin in Surrey and Flower Pots in Hampshire. We've got beers from up north like Kirkstall.
So how have you gone about selecting them this year then?
So I did all the local breweries and the local beers. I dealt with one wholesaler. My mate Rich dealt with another wholesaler. We worked closely together because you've got to have a nice balance of light and dark beers. So we would make sure that neither of us ordered too many of one style of beer. I concentrated on beers, as a rule, from, say, Birmingham westwards, and Rich went from Birmingham northwards. There's a couple of exceptions, but...
Let's talk about the state of breweries then, and in pubs. Breweries, first of all, still thriving, the little microbreweries?
Sadly, I think we are starting to see now the devastating knock-on effect of COVID and the recession. I don't want to be doom and gloom at an event like this, but it's not a great environment for breweries. A lot of breweries are hanging in there and, you know, hoping things will pick up. As we know, there has been various pub closures in Dorset over
the last
year.
There's been one or two openings as well, though, hasn't it?
A few, but not many.
They're still finding it pretty dodgy, are they?
I think there's hard times coming, and it's going to get worse as well before it gets better. But I've always believed, in the brewing world, I've always felt I'm very, very lucky that if you imagine you're on a big wheel in life, and we're at a pivotal point over the last 10 years when we've been exposed to so many microbreweries, when in the 80s and the 70s, there was very few breweries.
So been a bit spoiled, really.
Been a bit spoiled, absolutely. Long may that continue. We don't want to go back to the dark days when it was just keg beer and only one or two breweries brewing real ale in Britain, you know, but... We shall see, hopefully.
So it'll find its own level, you think?
I think it will. I think the problem is maybe the market got to a point of saturation. I don't know. There's only so many free houses, there's only so many outlets, there's only so many beer festivals, and I think a lot of breweries have relied perhaps on beer festivals and events. Maybe when things are starting to get tight, sadly they felt the pinch, and maybe publicans are going with more known brands.
They're playing it safe.
Playing it safe for the customer because they know it works.
Let's talk about the festival then. Ticket sales, how have they gone?
Ticket sales are phenomenal. I don't think we've quite sold out, but I don't think we're selling tickets on the door, to my knowledge. We've got enough beer for the amount of people that are coming. That's all I can really say about that. All the barrels are sponsored. You know, thank you to all the local companies that have sponsored the barrels. Cerne Abbas Brewery for being the main sponsor of the event.
And of course, you've got evening entertainment.
We've got Chris Davies. We've got that Britpop band. The music this year is sponsored by Oliver Carr. So that's fantastic. They've got involved again. I think the good thing about Dorchester BeerX, it's becoming a focal point in the diary for people in the community, and they know it's a really good fundraising event. And personally, for me, as a member of Camera, alcohol sometimes can carry a lot of negative connotations, but this way it shows that alcohol can actually be a thing of good. And
I've got to say, I've been to the festival many times.
Absolutely.
I've never really seen anyone really plastered here.
No, I think the majority of people that come to an event like this, they're here for one reason. They want to taste the different varieties, style of beers, they want to have a good time, and they want to go home and go to sleep.
So if somebody turns up at the door, are they likely to get in there?
I would probably say no. I would say it's probably ticket only at this point.
Richard, I hope it's a fantastic festival. Thanks for talking to us again.
Thank you for the continued support, Rob. It's very much appreciated.